Welcome to Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. and Charles Boyette with Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
What's up, Jacksonville? How are you guys today? I am Joseph Talbert Jr. with Harvest Group Institute here at Praise 107.9. We are having a great time, and I want to go ahead and get Melinda to say hello.
Hello, hello.
And Mr. Charles Boyette himself.
What's going on, Jacksonville? Looking forward to another great episode.
Indeed. And so Melinda's going to go ahead and highlight our sponsors.
All right. So again, this segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. Give us a call, 904-533-6154. A quick spotlight to our supporting sponsors. Are you ready to publish your book or get your message out to the world? Raghouse Publishing can help. Call today and speak with a writing coach. That number is 904-405-5987. Nick Poe at First Command Financial. Contact him for your investment needs and retirement planning. Nick is your wealth management expert. Call today, 904-269-8772. Kids in Capes, Inc., a nonprofit organization dedicated to keeping your kids safe from sexual abuse. Visit their website at www.kidsincapesinc.org for educational materials and more information. Chiropractic Injury Solutions. Dr. Natalie Blum. She has a South Side and a West Side location. Give her a call, 904-300-3114. Or visit the website at chiropractorjacks.com. Jeremy McDonald of McDonald Mortgage Team of Bayway Mortgage. Give him a call, 904-442-3213. Purchase, refinance, or renovate. They are your one-stop mortgage shop. I got it. All right, so back to you.
Hey, y'all. Back to me. It's been cool. I think that Melinda and Tiffany held it down last week. They did a masterful, wonderful job. And y'all always do a great job when we're not here.
It's fun.
When we're not here?
Yeah. When no guys are here to tell us what to do. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, everybody's back. Tiffany's out today. Keep her in your prayers. And I wanted to chat a little bit about this idea of quitting, Charles. When you are working on something, you know, dreams. Everybody got dreams. And, you know, you got your dreams and you're pushing, you're trying to make some stuff happen with your family or with your money, whatever it might be. And you get halfway there. There's this thing called critical mass when you talk about building companies. Get to a place where the momentum is there. And it's like it's kind of like going up a roller coaster. You know, tick, 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 tick. They don't even tick, tick too much no more. They just straight to the top. But you get to the heel, and it's when you go down, it's like a smooth ride.
Right.
And business is kind of and ideas and things do that, you know. And you're like, you're going up, you got it, you're trucking along, it's looking good. It's like, man, we gaining momentum. We might do this thing, you know. And the idea is, if you hang in there until you get to that peak, and you get over all the hump of the start and the drama and the rhetoric and all of that, the issues. It can be a great, glorious ride. But a lot of people stop before they hit that place for various reasons. And one of the things I want to talk about is, and I want you guys to call in, like, listen to what I'm going to say. Call 904-831-1079. What I want to know is, have you ever had something going? It was looking good. Your business was going well. It was about to thrive. And you let somebody make you decide to quit. You let a situation make you decide to quit, and you've always wondered, I wonder what would have happened if we had kept going. If that happened to you, I want you to give us a call and tell us a little bit about it.
Can
you
know, I call in myself? No.
Charles Boyette on line one.
Right.
I love that analogy right there, the roller coaster, because we had the way you just pitched it was you get to the top, and when you are on the downside, it's nice and smooth.
Right.
But that analogy could also be used. You get to the top, you're not doing the things you do, you quit, and that drop becomes a free fall. And it's not necessarily a smooth ride.
Right.
So I love that analogy, because depending on the effort that you're putting in,
indeed,
you could get two different outcomes in that same analogy.
Absolutely. Thank you, man. And so I've been dealing with some things in my personal life and in some of my businesses, and it's like I'm faced with challenges and faced with issues right at that place where, oh my God, this is about to blow up and be a masterful, beautiful company, you know. And And so I have a decision to make. Do you say, you know what, I'm going to figure out how to keep going and see what's on the other side of the hill, what's on the other side of the drop to get to that smooth place? Or do you let yourself quit? Do you let somebody talk you out of it? Do you let, you know, your mom says, well, baby, you know, Auntie Sheila, she wanted to be a singer one time and she failed. You might not want to do it. He's like, but mom, I'm booking gigs and I'm even got a few paychecks and I've got some calls. And but, you know, baby, I don't know. You know, it, you know, you get to that place and people stop, you know, and this is the thing, too. You know, what I got going on is like 13 weeks in, 14 weeks in, 15 weeks in, I watch people get weary. And it's like, dude, do you expect your life to be balling out of control when you started something 13
Brother,
weeks ago?
The answer is yes. Most people do expect to just instantly be balling out of control. That's the thing. Well, you know, with the term like critical mass, I mean, the reason that you're at a critical point in this is because you've got to either push through to the other side,
right,
or you're going to back off,
yep,
right? And usually,
I like
if you push through to the other side, it's still not certain. And that's where people just get concerned, right? It's like, all right, so I've maybe risked a minimal position, mm-hmm, up to this point, but to push it through to the other side, I've got to give it that extra something, that extra effort, that extra time,
right,
that extra dollar, whatever the case may be. And that's the critical point, right? Do they,
yeah,
push forward and accept greatness or receive failure?
And that's
the real thing. That's a tough decision for a lot of people to make.
You know, and the sad part about it is I was talking to a young man yesterday and he was like, the issue is that you don't have mentors and coaches. He said, mentors and coaches, if you don't have those people in your life that you can, like, I made a bunch of calls to people who are my mentors and coaches. I said, hey, look, this is what I'm faced with. What do you think? This is what I'm faced with. This is what happened. And it's like, okay, think it through, critical, you know, da 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 da. And I finally got a clear position. I said, okay, I see. Yeah, I can do this and I can do that and I can tweak here and tweak that. And the money's going to come in and I'm still going to go over there and do this, that, you know. But if you without mentors and coaches to help you say, you can do this, push through it. This is like, there's two words I love. One is posture and the other was navigate. And what I notice about people, they don't know how to navigate relationships. They don't know how to navigate the challenges that come in their life or the terrain of the drama at times that pop up, you know, and you got to know how to navigate that thing. And the word navigate means, okay, like your navigation, which way do I go? How do I avoid the traffic? How do I turn, you know, and it can get a little tricky.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't know how to navigate when drama happens, when issues come up, when people put their nose in your business, when they're throwing out their advice or their opinions, if you don't know how to navigate that thing, it gets daunting and it's very, very easy to quit. It's very, very easy to back off. Even something like going to college. I worked in foster care and I had a program helping young adults who age out of foster care. And they were trying to get enrolled in school. And I was helping them with the company and I realized real fast, it is hard. It's a lot of daunting and it's a lot of navigating going on to get enrolled in college, which is insane to me, but that's a whole other conversation. And they would just say, you know what, I'm not going to go to school. It's so easy to just say, this is too hard to navigate. I'm not doing this. We don't have people around you that are smarter, stronger, faster than you. They can see clearer than you, bigger than you, to say, you can do it. Let me show you how.
Right.
So I just want to remind you, if you're listening in, give us a call here. The number is 904-831-1079. And this segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. If you need help with anything, your finances, or you just kind of want someone to help you walk through life as your coach, give us a call, 904-533-6154. And a quick spotlight to our supporting sponsors. Are you ready to publish your book or get your message out to the world? Raghouse Publishing can help. Call 904-405-5987 and speak with a writing coach today. Nick Poe at First Command Financial. Contact him for your investment needs and retirement planning. Nick is your wealth management expert. Call today, 904-269-8772. Kids in Capes, Inc., a nonprofit organization dedicated to keeping your kids safe from sexual abuse. Visit their website at www.kidsincapesinc.org. Dr. Natalie Blum at Chiropractic Injury Solutions. She has a South and a West Side location. Give her a call, 904-300-3114, or visit a website at chiropractorjax.com. Jeremy McDonald of McDonald Mortgage Team of Bayway Mortgage. Give him a call, 904-442-3213. Purchase, refinance, or renovate. They are your one-stop mortgage shop. And again, if you're listening in and you have some comments that you would like to share or some questions for us, give us a call, 904-831-1079.
Yeah, so yeah, don't, guys, give us a call, 904-831-1079. We want to hear a little bit about your story. Say if you've ever started something and stopped too early, if you've ever started something and let situations or drama or people make you stop before you saw what really could have happened in the way of success of becoming great, give us a call and tell us a little bit about your story. Or if you say, you are Joseph, yeah, I have started something in the past and I want to revisit it. So I want to hear from you. If you want to revisit it, give us a call at our office, 904-533-6154, or give us a call here and we can talk about it, 904-831-1079. And I'll give you an idea about revisiting. I had a comedy club opened up January 1st of 2018. 8 months later, I had to shut it down because we had some adjustments in partners and things of that nature, finances, and a little bit of drama on top of it. That's what happens at times. You know, we want to own a business. You can't be faint of heart to own a business. So we had to shut it down. And then I said, I'm not over it. It's still in me. I got to get it out. And so I revisited it and restructured it and put, you know, new plans on paper for it. And 8 months later, we opened it up again, bigger, better, stronger, and more awesome. And so if you have something that you want to restart, you want to revisit, give us a call. And we may be able to help you get it off the ground. This time, get it off the ground where it'll never go away again, you know. So call up 831-1079. But, yeah, guys, it's really easy to quit when these things happen if you don't have, like I said, that word posture. If you don't have a proper posture, you know, you hear people tell people, stand up. I was in the military. You know, it was like stand up straight. You know, feet flat on the ground, chest up, shoulders back, a posture that says I'm unmovable. You know, and you've got to have a posture that when life happens, when the wind blows, you don't move. And that's all about posture. Because if you stand in a little lazy, when life come and that wind blows, you're going to fall down.
Well, you know, you said two words you like, the navigate and posture, both could have ties to military, but yeah. one of the another word that I like is deploy. All right,
okay,
you've got to have the right skill set, the right tools in your tool belt to be able to deploy to navigate the problems.
Yeah,
right. So knowing how to get through things is one vital piece. Having the skill set and deploying those skills to navigate is another, and having the posture. I mean, I think all three of those kind of play together well.
Yeah, absolutely. And even that to deploy, that's why you need your mentor and your coaches, because if you don't have the skill sets, and I'll tell you guys in a heartbeat, I said all the time, I am not that smart. I'm creative in the way that Joseph is creative. I don't remember a lot. I forget a whole lot of stuff. If you ever hang out with me a lot, you'll see that I make a whole lot of mistakes. I ran out of gas 3 times in 30 minutes with money in my pocket. So you get my point, you know. I'll be watching stuff on TV or something and I'm like, oh, that's what that meant. It's like, dude, you've been watching this commercial for the last however many years.
You know
years.
What, Joseph? That's probably because you got so many other high-level things happening in your head. The silly things just come and go.
So my point is, I don't have to know if I have people around me that know. I surround myself with the expert. That's why I have coaches. That's why I have mentors. Because when I run out of what Joseph knows, if I don't have somebody beyond me, then I'm done.
Right.
I'm done growing. I'm done going any further. I'm bound to quit at that point. And that's what people do. Well, I don't know how to do this, so I quit. I don't know how to navigate this drama, so I quit. I don't know how to handle my mom telling me you can't do that, so I quit. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, I'm one that many people that know me would say I am quick to execute. I'm quick to pull the trigger on an idea. And I think there's a lot of people out there that are like that. But I do think part of the reason so many people stop right when things get critical is because they really didn't put the homework in up front. They didn't really explore what they were actually getting into. Like, this sounds like a great idea. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get my business cards. I'm going to get my LLC. I'm going to do all the groundwork. but what did I really learn about this business? And that, I think when you get to that critical point, those that have truly invested in the process, invested in whatever their skill, their product, their service, whatever it is that they're offering, if they've truly done their homework leading up to that, you have the chops, you have the confidence to push over that hill. But if you right. haven't truly learned your skill, because I'm going to tell you right, there's about 3.8 gazillion people on Instagram right now that'll tell you how to be a life coach.
They start
a business maybe with all the right intentions, but never took the education, never learned how to truly right. guide somebody right. into coaching, you know, right. or whatever the business is. So I think I love seeing entrepreneurs pull a trick or quick, because that's my style, man.
That's my style too.
I'm gonna get in and I'm gonna figure it out, and I'm gonna be knee deep before I truly figure some things out. And sometimes that's a fault, but sometimes that's played very well for me.
Yeah.
But I think if we would see less people decide not to push forward if they truly took the time to learn the craft up right. front, whatever that is.
Absolutely. And I pull the trigger fast on a lot of things myself. You know, I just purchased this little staffing company. I never had a staffing company. I don't know nothing about it. You know, I asked them, how much money was it making? Show me, you know, show me the books. Let me see. I said, okay, I'll take it. You know, I'm learning it now.
Right.
You know, we built in a little 2-month process where he kind of guides me sure. in the running of things as we transition me into the ownership. But even with that, I'm taking the time to learn.
Sure.
You know, so when it does get critical, I don't want to have egg on my face.
Right.
I want to be able to do this. 'Cause every business at some point it gets critical. And at that point you say, do I continue on or do I walk away?
You got to push forward, though, because the real money, the real longevity, the whole reason yeah. that you're doing this is on the other side of that decision.
Right.
If everybody got all the money, all the dollars right up front, we'd all be
right.
gazillionaires.
And I think that speaks to our comfort zone, too.
Right.
You know, one of my mentors, he always says he draws a circle. He draws a big circle, and he draws a little circle in the middle, kind of like a bullseye.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle, he says, he writes CZ, comfort zone. And then he says, what are the things that you guys want out of life? And everybody yells out, you know, I want a big boat, I want a big car, I want a great marriage, this, that, and stuff. He's writing all down inside of the circle. And he says, so this is your comfort zone, that little bitty circle. He said, but where's everything you want? And it's outside of your comfort zone.
Right.
Everything that you currently have, and like, listen, closer to what I'm about to say, like right now, your life, Charles, my life, Melinda's life, whatever you currently have in it, it's in your comfort zone. And anything that you don't have that you want, you have to step outside of that and go get it.
Right. You got
to
do something a little bit different.
You
got
to do something a little bit different, because everything that we currently have is based on who we currently are.
Right. Makes a lot of sense.
And so, to be able to have the skill sets to deploy, you got to have coaches. You got to have mentors, because, man, quitting is just not where it's at. And I'm not saying that sometimes you ought to not let stuff die. There's times when that's appropriate. But I think more times than not, we're letting stuff die because that's an excuse to give up without having to feel like I quit.
Yeah, I mean, I've had business ventures that, as much as I wanted it to thrive and succeed, the smart decision was
yep.
to let it go and be able to, while I'm quick to pull the trigger, when we've fully explored something and we've determined that the ROI is not there, because mm-hmm. I mean, in the business, that's what it's really all about.
That's
trying to figure out how we get the money back, how we can make the money.
Yeah.
And, you know, if the ROI there isn't going to be there, I'm also quick to say, all right, cut bait.
Cut.
Let's get done, move on to the next thing. And, you know, so I think a lot of people are scared to go beyond that critical point. But then I also think when people do go past that, a lot of times people hold on to something a little too long and let it bring them down,
because they put so point.
Right. They worked so hard for it. And I understand that. And I was guilty of that in the beginning stages
yep.
myself. I'm like,
yep.
look, I've put all my effort, all my time, I got money wrapped up in this. And sometimes if you just put your efforts somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
you can recoup whatever perceived loss you would have had by cutting ties.
Indeed.
Right. So it's, there's no magic solution. There's at the end of the day, you've got to be able to take some level of risk and be able to deal with the positives or the negatives that come from that. I mean, you got to be well-rounded in this game. It's not all roses and sunshine out there. I mean, we try our very best to have mainly roses and mainly sunshine.
Right.
But there's speed bumps out there. There's things that trip everybody up, and you got to be able to have your eyes wide open in the business game.
Yeah, and so and I guess I'll keep hitting a little bit. That's why it's so important, in my opinion, to have mentors and coaches. You got to have somebody to help you navigate this stuff, to help you get through it, and you can't be afraid of it. You know, life in general, man, gets critical at times, and you can't quit. And again, guys, give us a call 904-831-1079. I really do want to hear about some of y'all who have started something and let it go a little too early. Or you wonder if it could have thrived. You know, I like to talk to older people. I was going to say old people, but I think people get offended by that.
Seasoned.
I like to talk to seasoned people. And one of the reasons I do, and one of the questions, I ask a couple questions. And one of them I ask is, what do you regret? And 90% of the time, it's always this, that I didn't try A, B, or C. That I didn't follow through on A, B, and C. That I didn't put my whole effort into A, B, and C. And I kid you not, 90% of the time, that is the thing that older, seasoned people say in their 80s and 90s or even in their 70s at times. That is the thing that I wish I had done, is tried or put more energy or put more effort. And when I hear that, that's what makes me say now, everything that I do, my whole heart is in it. I don't want to get to a point in my life where I got to say, I wonder what would happen if I just pursued dancing. I wonder what would happen if I didn't drop out of that dance class, or if I didn't stop. You see what I'm saying?
There's a saying that I like. It just popped in my head, and it was, "Don't be scared of failure, but be terrified of regret."
Yeah,
and
yeah, that's good.
I like that. It's so many people. They just live their life and they're just, I don't want to fail. I don't want to fail, and they're not even thinking when the time comes. And you think about all the stuff that you could have done that you did not do. That regret is going to be worse than any failure that you could have ever
experienced.
Right,
because you know, I can't get it back. Yeah. And when you're afraid of failure, guys, you guarantee failure. Mm-hmm. That's the interesting thing. When you don't want to try, you guarantee the outcome that you say you don't want to have.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, too, as I'm a new little baby business owner, and I almost quit with my publishing company, but I realized the problem was the people that I was serving. It wasn't the product. It was the people who I was attracting. And that's because I was just going to this low-level area like, mm-hmm. I know you got followers. I know you got people, so you can write a book. But it wasn't worth it. The convenience wasn't worth the hassle. And it's like sometimes in business, before you quit, just change your environment, change your audience.
Revamp it, regroup.
Yeah, and try again and see if it works. And things are getting better because I just changed the people that I'm offering the product to. And don't be afraid to say no. It's a complete sentence. Just no.
Oh, no is a complete
no
sentence.
No is a complete sentence. No.
I like that.
What you just said, Melinda, I mean, that's the essence of being an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I mean, not everything's a one quick hit success. I mean, if you can't roll with the punches, get out of the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just that simple. Right. I mean, I wish I could tell you everything I touched turned to gold.
Right.
I wish, but there's a whole lot of non-precious metals I have touched in my life.
Indeed.
You know, but I think that having that skill set, having that mindset to, before you give up, to be able to say, all right, let's revamp a couple of things. Mm-hmm. Let's repackage, rebrand, re-offer the product to a different place. And mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you right now, just because people have followings,
Look,
I mean, the social game is just ridiculous right now. I mean, all you got to do is show a lifestyle that you have no shot of actually living, and you'll get followers.
Right.
There's such a level of lack of authenticity out there, and it's hard to really see who's actually doing it.
And I want to say this on the side of that real quick, guys. It might make some people upset. This whole marketing and internet marketing stuff, these followers. If you are the small company, the new guy, like Melinda was saying, and somebody's coming to you talking about, I can get you likes, let me manage your social media stuff, that's what I do, I'm a marketing expert, you need to ask them a question. Can you tell me the percentage that my company will grow from all the likes that you can give me, and how the percentage of how those likes will translate into dollars?
Yeah.
If they cannot do that, they are not a legitimate marketing company. A real marketing company when they step to you, it's not going to be etched in stone, but they can say something like this to you. I am a marketing company, and the companies that I work with, over a 12-month period, they've seen revenue increase roughly 10 to 15%, 2 to 7%. They can give you some indicator that quantifies how those likes can translate into dollars. If they cannot do that, if they cannot answer that question, they are not a legitimate marketing company.
Yeah, and you know, I see a lot of people through a lot of different industries that let me back up. I do feel there is truly a place for the people that know how to utilize social marketing to push a brand forward. I think there's a real place for that in the market. But there's so many people, once again, that are going to they've went and got themselves 1,000 likes, 2,000 likes, and now all of a sudden they know everything, and they're selling a product to somebody. But as far as the business itself, I think my biggest advice I could give to anybody is don't necessarily think those marketing companies are not legit, but they're only going to be as good as the story your company is able to tell, right? What really gets followers, what truly gets authentic customers to your business is telling your story. What are you about? Give them something to chew on. Why do they want to do business with you? If you can tell your story and articulate it well, having a marketing company that can push that message for you on a regular scheduled basis is a great thing. But too many times we see people that you know, they want the internet guy, the social media guy to hook it up, and they don't know anything about your company because your company don't have a story.
Right, but they're in a lot of cases, they're not even asking. They're just saying, "Hey, I can get you likes. I can get you likes. I can get you likes. I can get you likes." And that's, you know, and I think the difference in the marketing, there's one side that says I can help you brand,
right?
And I think that's the difference in what you're talking about. Branding and marketing are different. Mm-hmm. Branding is I can tell you a story and get you likes,
right?
Marketing is I can get you sales,
right?
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think, you know, for me, it's you have to come to the table with something, with a brand or a marketer or something. You can't just say, hey, fix my business, and you're not bringing nothing to the table. You have no track record. You know, you don't have how your story, what it began, what was the inspiration behind it. You can't just expect somebody else to make your business go, and you're not even doing all you
can
to make it go.
Yeah, and that's a lot of people. People mm-hmm. are lazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's where having, a business owner that is not putting enough effort to create a story for their company breeds life into these companies that can just say, I'll get you likes. Mm-hmm. Because the business owner hasn't taken time to even learn their product or even gone through a couple courses to learn how to social media market. And so they don't learn. So this person does know more than they do. Mm-hmm. Right?
Technically.
So, I mean, it's this whole circle of just if everybody will do their part.
Yeah. And what you just talked about, that's where your cycle of this low-level business is done.
Right.
You know, where this... Go ahead.
Again, this segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. If you are just now tuning in, please grab your pen. If you've been listening the whole time, please still grab your pen and write down all of our sponsors' information. If you would like to be a sponsor and hear your business announced on the radio every Saturday morning, you can give us a call, 904-533-6154. A quick spotlight to our supporting sponsors. Are you ready to publish your book or get your message out to the world? Rack House Publishing can help. Call 904-405-5987. Nick Poe at First Command Financial. Contact him for your investment needs and retirement planning. Nick is your wealth management expert. Call today, 904-269-8772. Kids in Capes, Inc., a nonprofit organization dedicated to keeping your kids safe from sexual abuse. Visit their website at www.kidsincapesinc.org. Dr. Natalie Blum at Chiropractic Injury Solutions. She has a South and a West Side location. Please give her a call. And I want to also highlight her. She helped you, right? And mm-hmm. she did your back crack. So you don't have to have a car accident or anything to get her services. So Dr. Natalie Blum, she has a website, Chiropractic Injury Solutions. And
Jeremy McDonald
of McDonald
McDonald Mortgage.
Yes, of Bayway. Yes. guys, my little info screen, it just went away, and so we're trying to get the information up. But
you know, I was talking to him the other day. The best way to get it is, man, he is all over social. Find him on his Facebook page, and he's very responsive there. Just look up Jeremy McDonald, the Bayway Mortgage Group, and you'll find him there.
Oh, yeah, and the number is 904-442-3213. McDonald Mortgage Team of Bayway Mortgage.
Awesome. So, guys, again, stick it out. Hang in there. Get through that critical mass. Get through that space to where it can get hard, but you get through there, and it's going to be beautiful. Don't let people make you stop. Don't let drama happen and make you stop. Don't let your mama's story, your friend's story, don't let anybody make you stop. Go and get it for yourself. Figure it out. Get you some coaches. Get you some mentors. And we can help you do that. Between all of us even here, 904-533-6154. That's what we're here for. That's what this show is about, is to help you become more successful in your endeavors. We want to hear from you, 904-533-6154. So, guys, we appreciate your time and attention. It has been a wonderful day hanging out. Drive fast and take chances. And until next time, we love you.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. and Charles Boyette. Here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Join us for Financing Your Future every Saturday morning at 10. Keep it with us on Praise 107.9.